Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Taronda, her name is Taronda. Taronda in Lafayette says, my husband's sister is having problems in her marriage, so she's staying with us. When I got home from work, she was wearing one of my robes. I will gladly get her some things if need be. So how do I nicely tell her that my stuff is off limits?
Let me catch your ass in this robe again here.
That's how nicely
she said nicely.
Thank you.
Snatch it off of her. Suck it. Just walk up there and just tear it off of her ass.
Yes.
Or if I can't wear the robe, ain't nobody gonna wear the robe. Take a butcher knife and cut the cord. Cut the belt and it just swing open. Just do hood stuff.
Here's my question. Is she saying anything while she's cutting the robe off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody. Cussing and cutting is a part of it. Yeah.
It goes together.
Cussing and cutting go together.
Yeah.
C&C.
Don't look the same on you no more.
All right, moving on to Marissa in Stockbridge. Marissa writes, I'm 38 years old, and my husband likes to watch porn while we're intimate. He says he imagines that I'm the woman in the video. This doesn't sit well with my soul. Does this mean that he is not satisfied with my body and normal intimacy?
Well, he imagined that you the women in the video.
Uh-huh.
You do the math. What did you text? What did you write us this for? He just told you. He imagines that you are the women in the video.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes his mind off you and puts it on her. And instead of doing you, he's doing her. Which part of this you don't get? This don't sit right with my soul. You ain't got to drag your soul into this.
It did take it somewhere else, didn't it?
Debbie does dishes.
That's the name of the movie.
That
was back
soul.
In the day, my
your soul.
She needs to shut that down. All right, Frankie in Texas, as we move on. Frankie says, my son's child, that would be your grandchild. My son's child and child's mother live with me. She can't stay with my son because he has a new girlfriend, but he still comes to have sex with his child's mother, and I don't need to be hearing that, and neither does the child. What should I do?
He just all
what should she do?
You gotta put a stop to that in your house.
Your house.
You could actually put a stop to that and just tell him that he's being disrespectful.
Very.
And then, now, he has a new girlfriend somewhere else. But his former girlfriend and baby live with his mama.
Yeah. Right. And he has his own house.
Tighten up. Yeah, he do the tighten up. Stop buying tighten
up. And the baby mama live with the mama, too.
Yeah, he has his own house that, you know, he has his new girlfriend over, I'm sure.
Well, see, you got to take all this to your house.
Yeah.
And you coming back over here still having relations with her in front of me and this boy, that ain't going to work. You're being disrespectful. Yeah. You need to sit the girl down and ask her what's wrong with her.
Yes. That's what Frankie should do, because that's what she wants to know. What should she do?
Well, you need to have a conversation with your son about being respectful of your house and your rules. Secondly, you need a conversation with this girl and just go, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Now, you ain't good enough to go with him. You ain't good enough to be with him. You got to stop being good enough to do him. You got to be better than that.
Yeah, that part, Steve, that's good. That. Yeah.
Ain't
nothing like some good loving and then mama's food right after that, though. That's pretty damn good, though. You coming in
the bright side. That's the bright side for you, huh?
See, that's why you. That's why you do pranks.
All right, Steve, here's the last one. This one's Nevaeh in Culver City. Nevaeh says, I've been dating a man for 14 years and we both turned 40 in December. I was hoping for an engagement ring for Christmas, but he said the ring is custom made and won't be ready until Valentine's Day. If I don't get it then, should I leave?
14 years. Well.
Mm-hmm. They've been dating. What?
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 What do y'all want me to say?
Say it. Just say it.
You know, listen to me. I've said this 100 times on this show. Mm-hmm. Why is it that women do not understand this fact that you have every right to know and have a say-so with the direction your life is going?
So true. You say that again, please.
You have a right to know, to have a say-so and know the direction in which your life is going. That's your right as a human being.
Okay. Stop right there. Why don't they? Why don't they then? Why don't they?
Because you think that you're supposed to sit around and wait on somebody else to make a decision about your life when you have the power to exact the decisions you want. Example.
Okay.
The reason you keep waiting on a ring and don't get it is because a ring is not a requirement of yours. It is a hope of yours. And if that ain't the hope of his, then all hope is lost. We're hopeless. Why don't you make it a requirement for this to continue? I am no 14 years.
That's a long. That's we don't know. Almost half her life.
And now it's custom made, and it won't be ready to custom. Boy, what? Boy, stop. Them rings ain't custom made. They ass is in K Jeweler. They in the window. Zales, boy. They in the window. You ain't got enough smarts to make a damn custom ring. Are you nuts? Let me tell you something, man. If you go in there and pick out that diamond and that setting, your ass can come back tomorrow. The ring ready.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one more question because we need to understand this, Steve.
Go ahead.
Why 14 years? I mean, why would you stay with someone for 14 years without anything?
A lot of people have done it.
Waiting on this thing to happen that you have not made a requirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I keep telling y'all, listen to me, ladies. A wedding day is a woman's dream. The wedding day is not the man's dream. All a man dreams of is the chick of his dreams. We don't dream of our wedding day. And if we can get the chick without the wedding day, bam, he got what he wants. You don't.
All right, CLO. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.